From Hollywood, it's the Edgar Bergen Anniversary Show with Charlie McCarthy, Mortimer Snerd, Rudy Whistler, Carol Richards, Jack Kirkwood, The Mellow Men, Dave Barry, Ray Noble, Nelson Eddy, and some of the great highlights of past shows with Rudy Vallee, W.C. Fields, John Barrymore, Don Ameche, Jimmy Stewart, Marilyn Monroe, and yours truly, John Heaston.
I think one of my favorite shows was the time Marilyn Monroe was a guest.
Oh, boy, I was really living there for a while.
That was quite a romance Charlie and Marilyn Monroe had. In fact, they were on the verge of getting married.
Yeah.
Well, Charlie, in a little while you will be married to Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
You know, Charlie, there comes a time in everyone's life when he must learn about certain things.
Yes. Well, what do you want to know, Bergen?
Well, I mean, what I'm trying to tell you, Charlie, is that what I'm trying to explain to you, I don't know what you're trying to...
Charlie!
Oh, Marilyn Monroe!
I'm here!
Look beautiful.
I'm wearing my wedding dress.
Yeah.
Something borrowed.
Yeah, you didn't borrow enough.
We'll be so happy. Mm. I can see it now.
Yeah.
You and I by the fireplace and the kettle whistling.
Oh, who can blame it?
Charlie.
Marilyn, my dear, we were made for each other.
Kiss me, Charlie, just to make sure.
Yes, gladly, all right. They're still playing our song. I think they've enlarged the orchestra.
Charlie, you can't go through with this marriage. The whole country's in revolt, old boy.
Yes?
Here, look, I brought my portable radio so you could hear what's happening.
And now, here is Gabriel Heater.
Ah, there's bad news tonight. Marilyn Monroe is marrying Charlie McCarthy. Somewhere in an army camp, a soldier is tearing up his calendar. Somewhere in New York, a man is crying. That's me. Now for a brief message from our sponsor.
Don't do it, Marilyn.
Heaven's sake, turn on another station.
I'll try this one.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Arthur Godfrey, sponsored by practically everyone. Marilyn Monroe is marrying Charlie McCarthy. By golly, there'll be no commercials today. Only last night I was looking at a picture of Marilyn Monroe and smoking, and I didn't even have a cigarette. Now she's getting married, oh dear. Well, this is for you, Marilyn. I went to your wedding, although I was dreading the thought of losing you. Your mother was crying, your father was crying.
Holy smokes. His strings are getting soggy. Turn him off.
I'll try this station,
yeah,
Charlie.
Stand by for a shortwave broadcast. Direct from England, we bring you the Honorable Winston Churchill.
This is America's darkest hour. The entire British Empire extends its sympathy. If Charles McCarthy insists upon going through with his marriage to Marilyn Monroe, I have only one thing to say. Never has anyone so little taken so much from so many.
Oh, I came came so close to marrying Marilyn, but she wiggled out of it.
You know, Nelson, through the years, much new talent has popped up on our show. Right now, I'd like you to meet a fine young singer who we introduced on the show this year, and who we think has a very promising future. Here he is, Rudy Whistler.
I dream all seem to be about you. My lips would never miss a kiss that's not your kiss. My heart would never let me be untrue. My arms are empty arms unless they hold you. My eyes could tell no other what they've told you. This world you made for me would crumble suddenly, if I should ever be without you. The dreams I dream all seem to be about you. They hold you. My eyes could tell no other what they've told you. This world you made for me would crumble suddenly.
Edgar, I've heard Rudy on your shows, and I think he does show a lot of promise. You know, you certainly had a lot of innovations on your programs this year.
Well, Nelson, we don't like to stand still. We like to keep up with the current trends, you know.
Yes, you couldn't be any more timely or hilarious than with Professor Kirkwood's do-it-yourself department.
Ow!
And now I'd like to present our do-it-yourself expert, Professor Three-Finger Kirkwood. This week, Professor Kirkwood has left his carpenter shop to bring us a subject that's close to all of our hearts. How to vulcanize your girdle. Now, Professor, just how would you go about vulcanizing a girdle?
Well, that depends. Are you referring to yours or mine?
Just a moment, Professor. I don't own a girdle.
You mean you're renting the one you're wearing?
I am not wearing a girdle.
No?
No, I'm not.
Then you better put the pot in something, boy.
No,
Yeah, personally, mine is killing me.
Oh. Tight, eh?
Well, I did have a few before the...
No.
You mean my girdle?
The girdle, yes.
Silly me.
Oh, I say, how do you do, chaps?
Well, hello, Ray. Professor Kirkwood is going to discuss how to vulcanize a girdle.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I say, I tried wearing a girdle once, but I'm so frightfully thin, you know. I had to hold it up with suspenders.
Oh. Eek.
Professor, let's get back to our subject.
Thank you, folks. Yeah. Well, tonight, I will teach you how to repair your worn-out and damaged foundation garments so that once again, you can be sitting pretty. Yes, not bad. Maybe I can use that as a commercial on my new radio show.
Oh, I see. So you're going to have a radio show advertise your girdles?
That's right.
Oh.
I'm going to call it People Are Flabby. Yeah. Or, this is your lard.
No. What's your theme song going to be? Something's Gotta Give?
Not bad at all. But I kind of like Love is a Many-Corseted Thing.
Yeah.
Good. I say, how about Ain't You Coming Out Tonight?
Or... I'm walking behind you.
Yeah. Wait! That sounds like quite a show you have there. Now, where will the commercial be?
I'll do the commercial.
Oh, I see. There will be.
Yeah. Ladies, do you have the feeling that you're being followed? Well, you are. It's you.
How about men? Are you still shipshape, or has your cargo shifted?
That's quite good. I kind of like, folks, do you have a Roman abdomen?
Or is your pot becoming a double boiler?
Yes. Or better yet, men, do you have a plunging waistline?
Or do you have a torso like a horse-o, only more so?
Or do you look like a huge moose with a loose caboose?
Has your two-way stretch developed a four-way split?
Oh.
It has? Yeah. Then it's time for you to buy Professor Kirkwood's new contour coordinator.
Professor Kirkwood's girdle comes in three sizes, small, large, and here comes the showboat.
And for those of you who don't want a new foundation garment, we have a very choice retread with very low mileage.
Yeah.
It was worn by an old lady from Pasadena.
Yeah.
So, don't forget, order our new Destiny girdle today.
I rather like that. Destiny girdle. How did you come up with
that? Well, that's right, boy. You know the famous saying, there's a destiny that shapes our ends?
Oh, yeah.